Hermann Hesse was born in 1877 in Kauf in the Black Forest region of southwest Germany. Although extremely bright and gifted at writing and drawing, Hermann was surprisingly rebellious and difficult. His school record was not brilliant, and finally at the age of 15 he even ran away from his seminary. A breakdown ensued, the beginning of a lifelong series of visits to sanatoria, spas and psychiatrists. Formal schooling was eventually called off, and Hesse thenceforth educated himself on his own time, but so successfully that he became one of the best read of all German writers. Active till the end, though suffering from... In 1922, a group of scientists went to the Toronto General Hospital where diabetic children were kept in wards, often 50 or more at a time. Most of them were comatose and dying from diabetic ketoacidosis. Others were being treated by being placed on an extremely strict diet, which inevitably led to starvation. These children were essentially in their deathbeds, awaiting what was at the time certain death. The scientists moved swiftly and proceeded to inject the children with a new purified extract of insulin. As they began to inject the last comatose child, the first one to be injected began to wake up. Then, one by one, all the children awoke from their diabetic comas. A room that was full of death and gloom suddenly became a place of joy and hope. In the early 1920s, Frederick Banting and Charles Best discovered insulin. With the help of James Collip, insulin was purified, making it available to successfully treat diabetes. In 1914, the cable reports from Europe gave an increasingly desperate forecast. Europe was teetering towards war in a conflict between an increasingly stronger and powerful German Empire. As Britain returned to work after the August bank holiday, war was declared on Germany, and the declaration involved the whole British Empire. There was almost jubilation at the outbreak of the war. Most thought that the war would be all over by Christmas, and the men rushed to recruiting centres because they didn't want to miss the excitement and the adventure. The Australian division assembled in late October. They were then joined by the New Zealanders. They formed the Australian New Zealand Army Corps, the ANZACs. The ANZACs went on to serve with distinction in Palestine and on the Western Front in France.